Well, Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future. That's an organisation which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight. Earlier I asked him how Northern Rail makes these considerable changes to timetables with plenty of time to plan, and yet it results in chaos.
That's a question we're asking. I think there is really no excuse for the lack of planning that has happened in this case, you know, because nothing has happened at the last minute to throw a spanner in the works. Some of these problems have been foreseen, would you believe, years ago. People have been warning that there weren't enough drivers trained. You know, this sort of slow motion car crash that we're experiencing, I think, is inexcusable. And I think the whole industry, including the government and the franchisees and Network Rail, are to blame for it.
Should Chris Grayling resign, as some people are suggesting?
I don't think he will. Unfortunately, Transport Secretary is not regarded as a glamorous job, and politicians don't tend to stay in the job very long. So I suspect, though, you know, at the next reshuffle, someone else will take on the mantle. I mean, Chris Grayling, you know, clearly, personally, he hasn't had a lot to do with it, but his department certainly is responsible. The Department for Transport has a very sort of is very intimately involved in the running of the railways. They don't just let the franchisees get on with it. They're very involved in setting the specification that the franchisees bid for and managing many aspects of the railway. So the Department for Transport are very much responsible for this. And I suppose, you know, as Chris Grayling is sort of head of department, as it were, that he must take some of the rap for that.
Who really should be taking the responsibility? Chief executive? I don't know I don't know all the roles that there are within Northern or other rails, but who should take responsibility?
Well, you know, because I'm sort of sharing the blame equally, I'm going to spread the blame across Network Rail and the government and the chief executive of Northern Rail. But, you know, I think there are questions that they need to answer about why they failed to foresee all this and why they failed to plan adequately. And not only that, knowing, as they must have done, that they didn't have the resources to implement the timetable, why they went ahead and did it anyway. So they've now got this ridiculous situation where the timetable isn't working. They've introduced this emergency slimmed down timetable, and then they'll revert to the ideal timetable in a few months' time. You know, why didn't they see that coming and implement a skeleton timetable in the first place?
Should Northern Rail be stripped of its franchise, do you think?
Yeah, if I was a betting man, I'd say that the chances of them renewing it, you know, are fairly slim. I think it wouldn't really fix anything. Obviously, you know, people are very angry about this, and it's understandable that they call for Chris Grayling's head and the chief executive to resign and them to be stripped of their franchises. But, you know, that sort of punishing people won't result in any solutions, you know, and the next franchisee would inherit the same trains and the same staff and so on. So that wouldn't be a solution. Sadly, there's no quick fix for this. And you know, I think it will improve, but it will take several months, I think, to get the drivers trained and the staff up and running to implement a decent rail service.
If you look at the East Coast, though, where, you know, it's privatised, it doesn't work, so they nationalise it, then they privatise again, it doesn't work, they nationalise it. Is there not a message there that actually we can run these things much better than private companies?
I think it's certainly true that in the eyes of the public, this sort of fiasco is, and East Coast, as you mentioned, is certainly increasing the public's appetite for renationalising the railways. And it is already a very popular idea amongst the public. The opinion polls consistently show a majority of the members of the public want to see the railways renationalised. And I think Chris Grayling is aware of that. You may have heard that, talking about East Coast, you know, where the franchise has failed three times, he's talking about a different model in the future, because clearly the franchising system as it is at the moment hasn't worked on East Coast. So there will be some changes, but obviously with a Conservative government in power, don't expect renationalisation.
Well, you'll have your own views, I imagine. Bruce Williamson, that was from Rail Future. I wonder what your experience is travelling on the trains.